Hey there, welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. My name is Bobby McGraw, and I love getting to serve as one of the pastors here at Sugar Hill Church. And so if you're new to the podcast, thanks for joining us today. We spend about 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and it's just a way to start the day off on the right foot. Pastor Chuck and I absolutely love getting to do these, and we're thrilled you're part of today. I know it's Memorial Day, and so if you serve in our armed forces or you've had family members that have served, we just want to say thank you. We're so grateful for the sacrifices you have made and the freedoms that we're able to experience and enjoy because of that. So I hope you have a great day today, and I hope that y'all get to spend time with family and just remember the importance of this day as we celebrate together. Today, I just wanted to do a brief recap of what we talked about yesterday in church. We talked all about this idea of one of the ways to make random acts of kindness less random is to become more intentional. And the missing ingredient that keeps us from being more intentional is connecting the fruit of the spirit of kindness with the gift of the spirit that God gives every single believer. So today, I want to give a little bit of a recap that comes from Ephesians chapter 4. And then later in the week, we're going to come back and talk more specifically about how you can discover your spiritual gift. But honestly, surveys recently said that 80% or more of church members in churches across America have no idea what their spiritual gift is. But when Paul's writing from the jail cell in Ephesians 4, he says at the end of verse 7, he says, "But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift." And so here's the truth today. Every single person that knows Jesus as their Savior and Lord has at least one spiritual gift. A spiritual gift is simply a supernatural ability that God gives to believers in order for us to do His work on this earth. So He gives it to all believers, and it makes a difference in the church, and it also makes a difference in the world. Now, what I found is a lot of people have misconceptions about spiritual gifts. So let me just tell you what they're not. Spiritual gifts are not the same thing as natural talents. Natural talents are different. When you're born, there are natural talents that God has given you. But when you are spiritually born again, there are gifts that God gives you. Sometimes your gift that God gives you may be something that you ordinarily wouldn't be comfortable doing. It wouldn't ordinarily be something that you would be capable of doing, but it's not the same thing as a talent. The second thing that's not true about spiritual gifts is spiritual gifts are not given just to a few believers. It's not like God looks down and says, "All right, some of you get to have gifts, but the rest of you don't." So they're not given to elite few. God gives them to all believers. The third thing that I would like to say is that spiritual gifts aren't necessarily a sign of our spiritual maturity. In other words, just because you're gifted in a certain area doesn't mean that you're more mature or that you're better in some way. There's no second-class Christians when it comes to gifts. The fourth thing is that spiritual gifts aren't the same thing as the fruits of the Spirit. Those are two different things. The fruits of the Spirit every believer is supposed to exhibit. They come from Galatians 5, where it talks about love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. Every believer is to exhibit all of those fruits. And the last thing that I would say about it is that spiritual gifts are not something to fear. Sometimes when we talk about spiritual gifts, it sounds creepy or weird or different, but just because you've seen somebody that's different than you doesn't mean that there's something to be feared. In fact, there's something that we ought to want. And so every believer has a spiritual gift. Now, let me talk to you about this for a second. The reason why God gives you that gift is for you to serve the body of Christ. Anytime we take our gift and we connect it to the church, we are extending the work of God into the world. See, here's how Paul says it in Ephesians 4, verse 12. He says, "The reason why God's given us these gifts is to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ." And so your gift is meant to be used within the church. It's meant to build up the body of Christ, because here's what happens is we need every single gift within the church. We don't need any lone rangers in the church. We need gifts that are connected together, because when you connect them together, the body becomes healthy. But anytime a gift goes rogue and it begins to do its own thing, it makes the whole body sick. Every part of the body is accountable to one another. When we pull away and when we're unaccountable, then there's a dark side to our gift. And so you've got a gift. Your gift is meant to serve within the body. Your gift is meant to be connected to other people. And then I'll end here today, and then later in the week, we'll come back and talk about how you discover your spiritual gift. But the last thing I want to say is that your gift is built and it's developed by your private devotion time with God. Paul talks about it in verse 13 and 14, that we're to grow up in our faith. And so what I would say on a practical level is we need to nurture our gift by spending time in the Word of God and spending time praying with God. The great challenge is not just to serve out of our own strength and serve out of our own ability on Sundays or throughout the week. The challenge is to connect our serving with our private devotional time with God. I've heard it said this way: public service must be driven by private worship. Don't just be a great worker for God, but be a great friend of God. Because if you have a gift, but you have no inner life, then you're wasting that gift. And so today, I want to encourage you, if you know Christ personally, you have a gift. And if you don't know Christ personally, the greatest gift that God has given is He's given us His own Son who loves you, and He died for you so that you could know Him. Put your trust in Him today. We look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for another weekday podcast. And I want to encourage you to join us every day this week. And later in this week, we'll come back and we'll talk about how do you know what your gift is. Have a great day. Enjoy the rest of Memorial Day.